Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this second Sunday of Easter as we gather and connect in to worship this day. Want to highlight some of the announcements that are in the bulletin that you can check out later. Next Sunday, April 18th, the consistory has called for a special congregational meeting. Information packets are available on the website, or there are printed copies on a table in the narthex. We will have an altered schedule. So the Sunday school will be at 9, worship at 10, and then if I keep the sermon short enough, we'll have the meeting at 11. So please be aware of that. You'll also note in there something about the church office and maternity leave. So each and every day, Jocelyn and Corey get closer to the birth of their second child. Jocelyn has been working pretty hard on lining volunteers up to cover some of the various parts. We still could use some people to help cover the office. Don't necessarily going to have the office covered all of the time, but anybody that wants to spend some hours in there that could be helpful, let us know and be praying for Jocelyn and Corey. And then you see on the front of your bulletin, Growing Hope Globally is our April Mission a Month, and you can read more about that in the bulletin itself, and more will come out. We come before the Lord this morning in our worship. We begin by reading the short psalm, Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. The imagery of this psalm speaks to the unity being a rich and abundant blessing, of how rare and precious unity truly can be. It is like oil poured out so richly that it flows from the head to the beard to the robe. In the ancient Middle East, it was common to anoint one's head with oil, sometimes as a greeting when entering a person's home. This was done to refresh the one receiving the oil and to give a good smell from the fragrance that came from the perfumed oils. The oil upon the priest's head was an instrument of refreshing and greeting, as it would be for anyone else. And for Aaron, as high priest, it also was as part of his consecration to priestly service. King David, when he wrote this psalm, used a second word picture to show how wonderful unity is among the people of God. It is also like the rich dew that covers Mount Hermon, making it green and moist. It is a distinct contrast to the dry wilderness found in the other parts of Israel. This blessing comes upon Jerusalem, which David established as the center of Israel's worship. In Jerusalem, their unity would be displayed and enjoyed. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that your unity is displayed in our hearts and in our minds. Lord, we thank you for the unity that we cherish and enjoy with you and with one another. And Lord, as we come into this time of worship, I pray that you would allow our thoughts to focus in on this time of worship, upon the songs and the prayers and the words, and to set aside any of those other things that so often can flood our mind. Lord, in this hour, we give ourselves to you in worship and praise. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. On this day the Lord has made, let us clear our minds and our hearts as we listen to our morning prelude. Thank you. I have been married to a piano teacher for over 30 years. I think it's going to be 34 this year. And I'm constantly amazed how she teaches others to make music come out of that instrument. So thank you, Emma. Christ is risen. Hope is alive. Redemption is here. God's Spirit is with us. We have come to worship the God of life, to praise the God of creation, to celebrate the God of resurrection. So let us arise in spirit as we stand to sing praises to our mighty and glorious God.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 499, Sunshine in My Soul.
Faith together through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. For the children's message this morning, I pull out of my wallet my driver's license. And if I stand back far enough, nobody can see the picture on it. There are still a few places that require me to show them my ID. Recently, I had to fly a couple of times, and as I got to the security point, they wanted to see my ID. I had to pull down my mask so they could verify that I am who I claim to be. Also, when I had to renew my driver's license or get new license stickers for my automobiles, they wanted to see my ID so that they could tell, verify that I claim who I am. I share that with you as we look at the story from John chapter 20 this morning, when Jesus, on the day that he arose, he appeared to the disciples in a room that evening, and Thomas wasn't there. And the disciples later told Thomas what had happened, and Thomas would not believe them. Thomas basically said, I have to see with my own eyes. Unless I can see the nail holes or put my fingers where they put the nails in Jesus' hand and feet, or if I can touch his side where they pierced him, I will not believe. Days went by, and on the next first day of the week, the disciples were in the room once again, and Thomas was with them. And Jesus entered those locked doors and said, peace be with you. And then Jesus walked up to Thomas and said, here I am. Put out your hand, touch the holes in my hands, see the hole in my side, stop doubting and believe. See, Jesus knew that Thomas had doubted the rest of the disciples, and he came and he put Thomas to the test that he asked for. And so as Thomas saw those holes and saw the side, he said, my Lord and my God. Because Thomas could actually see, he started to believe. And then Jesus told Thomas, blessed are you who have seen and believe, but more blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. And Thomas needed that proof, kind of like that driver's license I share, that what is who I am is who I am. Well, Thomas needed that proof firsthand. And because this story is in the Bible, we know and we have to come to believe that the truth of Scripture really is and claims who Jesus is, the resurrected Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Thomas. We thank you for how Jesus tested Thomas and how Thomas came to belief. Lord, I pray that the Scriptures would teach us and teach our children who Jesus truly is, our resurrected Lord, that we and they might believe. In Christ's name, amen. As we come into a time of prayer this morning, we have an opportunity to share joys and concerns, but make sure that when I get done taking your joys and concerns, you remind me that we're going to sing before I pray, because 8 o'clock, I forgot that part. I know that from 8 o'clock, Lisa Smith has a cousin whose daughter has tested positive for COVID, and she's in the hospital, and the great concern is she is 32 weeks pregnant. I have a sister, Sarah, who is in the hospital. She has sarcoidosis, a lung disease, and she has tested positive, so it's pretty serious, and she has been in treatment all week. I have a brother-in-law, Tom, who tested positive and had to go to the ER, and he has been on oxygen all week, and their days have just been described as rough. So I would appreciate your prayers for Sarah and Tom. Betsy Red shared, Andy and Meredith have been going through an adoption process for a long time. And finally, this week, they got word that the adoption can continue and can happen. So we rejoice with Andy and Meredith. And Scott Reeb has a friend who is an end-stage kidney failure and has been hospitalized, and so we pray for his friend James. And we can be praying for Corey and Jocelyn. I also had somebody share how blessed it is that their family members that don't live around here have been connecting in by live stream, and that has been a blessing, so we put that ministry up for praise. Do any of you have joys or concerns to share this morning? Just kind of put your hand up and I'll try to recognize. If you are not aware, we are testing better lighting, and so there's spotlights up there that hopefully you can't see the glare, but it takes it hard to see who you might be. Judy. So Judy is asking for prayer for the new ministry for women, which happens next Sunday afternoon, the 18th. Mom got another good scan. Mom would be Susie Enderly. Oh, you can't see you way up there at all. Keith. Thank you.
Sandy's sister, Sue, recently went through a hip replacement and is in rehab. Seems to be doing pretty well.
Okay. Gary Frazier sharing that his wife Sandy's sister, Sue, had hip surgery and is going through hip rehab. Remember, this is the time when you just slightly move your hand, I'll call on you. Thank you. Bill?
I talked to Jim Greeter last night. He has COVID. He had a high fever for a couple of days, but he's feeling pretty good now. Remember Jim.
Okay, so Bill shared that Jim Greeter had tested positive for COVID and praying for him. What are you supposed to remind me? Sing first. Let us bow before the Lord. Lord, as Psalm 133 so well proclaims, the desire for unity and fellowship, your desire to have unity and fellowship with your people, with your children, and Lord, also our desire to have unity with you and fellowship with you as we walk in your light and as we enjoy unity and fellowship with one another. Lord, we thank you for the teachings of Scripture. We thank you for the truth of Scripture that when we read the resurrection story, the resurrection account of Jesus, we know it to be true. That we can set aside our doubts and we can come to belief in Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior. We thank you for the testimony in the written word of those first disciples who saw, who witnessed firsthand and wrote it down and shared it with us, that centuries later, we too can believe. So I pray in a spirit of unity and fellowship for the joys and the concerns lifted up this morning as a congregation, as we care and love for one another, even for people we've never met. But Lord, we pray for your peace and your strength and your healing to be upon them. Lord, we pray for Lisa's cousin's daughter as she is pregnant and has tested positive. We pray for her health, and we pray for her peace of mind, and we pray for that unborn child. Lord, I continue to pray for my sister Sarah and my brother-in-law Tom. I pray that the treatments they are receiving will bring healing and relief. Lord, we're thankful that Andy and Meredith have received the good news, and we thank you for their perseverance, and we thank you for the love that they will be offering and continue to offer to that little child. Lord, we lift up to you James and the reality of his end-stage kidney failure. Lord, we just pray for his comfort. We pray for his peace through the power of your Spirit. Lord, I'm thankful that Susie had another clear scan this week, and what encouraging news that can be to her and to all. Lord, we pray for Connie, for Kelly's mother who fell and is having hip surgery this afternoon. We pray for her peace. We pray for the skill of the doctors and all the staff tending to her, and we pray for your peace to be upon her mind. And Lord, we rejoice in Jillian's pregnancy and just pray for that unborn child as well. Lord, we lift up to you Sandy Frazier's sister, Sue, who has in rehab from that hip surgery, the hip replacement, and we pray that that continues to go well. Lord, we pray for Corey and Jocelyn. We pray that each day they might continue to trust in you and that you would bless them with a healthy child. Lord, we pray for Jim Greaser and pray that fever has gone down and just continue to strengthen him. Lord, we thank you for the ministries of the church and focus in on the live stream of who that is reaching beyond who we even know about. And Lord, we pray that your word will continue to be preached and lived. Lord, in this time of prayer, unite us in the words of your Son who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."
If you are able, please rise and join us in singing our sermon hymn this morning, number 275, "How Firm a Foundation."